We're almost there. The election of 2016 is just 2 weeks away, and there's an eerie silence in the air. Is it because we think we know what's going to happen now, or because we're all just shell-shocked by what's happened so far? Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick, what's the state of the race on this Monday?
Now, the state of the race is, gosh, just about a 7-point lead for Hillary Clinton nationally. I'm sort of eyeballing it because there are so many polls and they're kind of all over the map. 7 points, just to put that in perspective, if that's the real lead, and Democrats say their lead is actually a little bit better than that in their internals, John, is about halfway between the Romney defeat, which was 4% in 12 to President Obama, and kind of that double-digit, you know, possible bloodbath that Hillary Clinton would love to have and run up the score, which is part of the story this week, to try to give her as big a mandate as possible, crush any ideas of a rigged election, and really show that she can defeat soundly the phenomenon of Trumpism. And I say trying to run up the score. Hillary Clinton is now playing in Arizona. People may have seen that. She got a big endorsement over the weekend, by the way, from the president and vice president of the Navajo Nation. People pay scarcely little attention to Native American tribes, John, in election time. But that's a big endorsement because there are 100,000 Native American voters in Arizona. Hillary Clinton really thinks she's going to play there. It would be a massive win for Democrats. Meanwhile, you know, you said the election is 2 weeks away, and that's true. Do you know that nearly 6 million people have already voted, John, in early voting? It's an astounding number. Early voting, in-person early voting starts today in Florida, the big one. This is the first day that Floridians can actually go to the polls, vote early. They've been voting by mail absentee already, where it appears that Democrats have eroded a traditional Republican lead there. Those numbers don't mean a whole lot because it's a small number of votes. Early voting also started in Nevada over the weekend and in North Carolina just before the weekend, John. And I want to point out something in North Carolina that really jumped out to me from over the weekend. Kind of a big deal. We've covered a lot on the show about some of the restrictive voting laws in North Carolina. There have been lawsuits, of course, and a lot of controversy over the altering of early voting and access voting in North Carolina. Many counties in North Carolina, John, have scaled back their number of in-person early voting locations. It's different in every county, but Guilford County, North Carolina, we're talking Greensboro, pretty big county, about 520,000 people. Now, Guilford County drastically scaled back those number of places where you can vote in person from 2012 to today in 2016. In 2012, they had 16 in-person early voting places. This year, it's just one, right in the center of the county in Greensboro. And after doing that, listen to this, in 2012, in the first 2 days of early voting, so Thursday and Friday, 21,560 people voted back in 2012. This year, only 3,300. That's a reduction of 85%. Now, every county, like I said, is different. They're not all as egregious as Guilford County, but that's one example there in Guilford where the access to early voting has drastically cut the number of people who are actually able to cast their votes ahead of Election Day.
So that could extrapolate to about 200,000 votes, maybe?
Well, it could early. Now, everybody has Election Day, of course, and they do have 2 weeks of early voting, but the early voting they've had so far in person over the first few days of early voting compared to 4 years ago is down 85%. Other counties haven't cut back their in-person as much as Guilford has, but Guilford is one example where those places have been cut back and early voting has drastically gone down because it's just not as convenient, not nearly as convenient.
Meanwhile, your home state of Pennsylvania is an absolute circus of campaigning, of candidates. Everybody's focused on Pennsylvania.
Always. It's starting to slip away for Donald Trump, and there are lots of internal numbers that show that he's in trouble there, and I'll give you just a couple. One on the national scene, an ABC poll out over the weekend, those tracking polls tend to come out every Sunday now. Donald Trump appears in that poll to be ahead by about 4% among white voters. White voters are critical in central and western Pennsylvania, where Donald Trump has to win. He's up by about 4% with white voters, and if that sounds good for Donald Trump, Mitt Romney won them by 20%. So he is drastically underperforming there. And the other number, last week we talked briefly about waning Republican enthusiasm for the vote. John, those numbers are sinking even further for Donald Trump at this point. The internals in that ABC poll show another 7% drop since October in Republicans who say they're enthusiastic and likely to vote. If those numbers hold for Donald Trump, not only does it get difficult for him in places like Pennsylvania, but the down ballot people who are trying to thread the needle with Donald Trump, folks like Pat Toomey in Pennsylvania, have a harder and harder time if those folks aren't coming out to vote.
We'll take a look at that turbulence later this hour. Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent with the State of the Race. Thanks, Todd.
You got it, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.